Trinadapi sinichena tarori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama. Sorry for this. Okay, so we are continuing our class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya, in five features. My records indicate that we left off on text number 122. Do your records confirm that as well? Okay. Batukji, come back and put that knob in the middle. I'm sorry to disturb you. That knob, not the volume knob, but the... Okay, what's the symbol? Yes. Yes. I would say... either two or three, Hare Krishna.
Okay, this is number two.
Leave it there. Leave it at two. All right. Very good. So, in terms of our discussion that we were having, I saw the verse in the Bhagavatam, but it only proved what I was saying. So, before I give my final opinion, I will have to research it. 95% on leaning towards what I explained, that super soul accompanies the jiva soul and is only there in living and matter. But before I make my, I will research it. I need you to send me an email to research this, otherwise I'm not going to remember. You send me an email, I'll research it, and next Sunday I'll have my final opinion. Good enough? All right. Should we continue with class now? All right. Text number 122. For a quick pop quiz, who is speaking this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Who is talking? Very good. Thank you. Who is he talking to? Who's he talking to? Are you watching on the the Mayavadis? Who's the head of the Mayavadis? Prakashananda Saraswati. Very good. You're learning. Very good. All right. Let's go now to text 122. According to Shankaracharya, next question. Who is Shankaracharya in reality?
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. Very good. According to Shankaracharya, by accepting the theory of the transformation of the energy of the Lord, one creates an illusion by indirectly accepting that the absolute truth is transformed. This is a key philosophical point for Shankaracharya and his Mayavad philosophy. This is one of the main points. Okay? Just to refresh your memory, transformation of the energy of the Lord is what Vaishnavas, headed by Vyasadeva and Lord Chaitanya, that is our key philosophical point, which Shankaracharya disagrees with. Transformation of the energy of the Lord means the Lord is not transformed. His energies are transformed. All right? So Krishna has Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Suryate. So many energies, which are basically how many? Three. Who said that? Very good. Come to the head of the class. What are the three basic categories? Living entities? I'm not in the center? Oh, it shifted. Oh, I know what happened. The camera moved when we did that nonsense. Thank you for telling me that. Huh? Yes. Yeah, when we did this. Yes, and now this is all. Everybody chant Japa, please. One more time. You be my producer. Keep me posted, okay? Thank you. All right. So, the living entity is one. What's the other one? Material, internal, or... No, external would be material. Therefore... No, that's living entity. Radharani is what kind of energy? Spiritual. Come on. All right, so you have the marginal living entities. You have the external material energies. And then you have the internal spiritual energy.
There are different names, internal, spiritual, external, and...
Yeah, I'm giving you synonyms. Okay, I'm giving you synonyms. Marginal living entity, internal spiritual, external material. I try to be a good teacher. Especially when I have good students. All right. So, the Vaishnava philosophy is, the Lord is not transformed, His energies are transformed. Last week, we gave many examples. A rich man takes his energy in the form of money and constructs a temple. Is the rich man transformed? No. But his energy, his money, right, he pays for the different ingredients to construct and maintain the temple. But the rich man himself, he's still living in his palace up in Chino Hills. All right? So Shankaracharya's philosophy is, no. Why? Because Shankaracharya's fundamental building block is what, Batuk? What's the first premise of Shankaracharya, which is also his ultimate premise? That's true. Yes, but that's after the real thing. Brahman is one, right? That's his starting point. And Shankaracharya's starting point is, if you see any kind of duality, that's an illusion. So he cannot accept this transformation of the energy, because to him, energy and energetic are one. There cannot be two. Vaishnava philosophy says, no, there's the energy coming from the energetic. That's two principles. Shankaracharya says, no. What's that sloka you always quote? Eko something. See. That's Shankaracharya in essence. Just like, what's the essence of Lord Chaitanya? Hariname eva kevalam. Essence of Shankaracharya. Say it again slowly. Eko. What, so translate that for us, please. Right. Nasti. Dvatiya, there is no duality. That is the bottom line beginning point of Shankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy. After that, boom, 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 so much. Then what you said, that the living entity is God, comes after that. Because that's like a deduction from that. That there is no such thing as Atma Paramatma. Any kind of duality? No. Yes, because then it would contradict his opening statement. Whereas we, Vaishnavas, Vyasadeva, Lord Chaitanya, and all the Vaishnavas say, no. There's God and his energies. So right from the start, we have two things. That's why the impersonalists and the personalists are always going to buck. Because right from the get-go, there's a difference of opinion. Right there. Right from the start. Whew. I give myself a bell. Yes.
Not diminished.
But they don't want to see any kind of dualism. They don't. Because he just wants this oneness. That's all he wants.
They don't believe in the Krishna form, they just think.
Yes, they think. They don't see energy. They just see one. There's no.
Yeah. I don't even know what they want to call
it. Yes. Okay. Let's see what Prabhupada is going to discuss now in the purport today. Good. I'm very pleased with the level we've come to, that we're able to ask questions and discuss. This makes me very happy. I give you all a ding on the bell. Very good. All right, purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that if one does not clearly understand the meaning of parinam vad, or transformation of energy, so that's Vaishnava principle, parinam vad, one is sure to misunderstand the truth regarding this material cosmic manifestation and the living entities. In the Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, Sad mula samyema praja sad ayatana sat pratishta. The material world and the living entities are separate beings, and they are eternally true, not false. Shankaracharya, however, unnecessarily fearing that by parinamvad, transformation of energy, Brahman would be transformed, vikari, he has imagined both the material world and the living entities to be false and to have no individuality. So just see what Shankaracharya is teaching. You're false. You're false. This material world is false. Whereas when the purport, when Bhaktivinoda, Prabhupada's quoting Bhaktivinoda's purport, right? He quoted from Chandogya Upanishad because everything Shankaracharya teaches is going to be based on the Upanishads, but he's going to juggle, twist it. Okay? He has to. Right? Because is Shankaracharya, who is he originally? Is Shiva actually a Mayavad? What is he, Batuk? Not only is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, he's the topmost. Krishna's smart. Krishna knows, hey, if I got a job to do, I'm going to send my best man. So he sends Lord Shiva. Concoct something. Only you follow? He's not going to send some lightweight. Krishna is going to send his best devotee, Lord Shiva. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Who else better? Right? Because he knows the other side perfectly well, better than anybody else. Haribo Krishna Kumar. Good to see you. All right. Very good. See, this section, I have to go slow because this is really high philosophy. I can't just whip through. We got to go line by line because I want to make sure that I know that you know that I know you know that I know what we're talking about. Very important. This is a big point for me. My job is to make sure that you understand. That's my job as teacher. Okay, let's continue. By word jugglery, there it is, he has tried to prove that the individual entities of the living entities and the material world are illusory, and he has cited the examples of mistaking a rope for a snake or an oyster shell for gold. Thus, he has most abominably cheated people in general. The example of misunderstanding a rope to be a snake is mentioned in the Mandukya Upanishad, but it is meant to explain the error of identifying the body with the soul. Where do we learn that? Where is the first place we learn about the error of identifying the body with the soul? What book? Ha, my students. Ah, my students. I bless you, my students. See how much you've learned? I'm so proud of you.
Thanks to you.
Nah, stop it. Thanks to Prabhupada. Teacher does not want to be glorified. Glorify his teacher, Srila Prabhupada. Because it's his books. I'm just the announcer. Messenger. Since The soul is actually a spiritual particle, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangsho Jivaloke. What chapter is that from? Fifth, what? No, not that one. That line is not from chapter 2. Gujarati should know. What's the Gujarati's favorite chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Ah! There you go. What's the second favorite chapter of all Gujaratis? 12. This I know from many years of being told this by Gujaratis. Yes, 15 and 12. I told you about this Gita club in Panama, right? Ladies, they have a Gita club. So every time they meet, once a week, whatever, they chant chapter 12, chapter 15, and then they play what? Cards. Remember, I've told you that story many times. But at least they're studying chapter 12, and I mean, I don't know chapter 12 by heart. I can't read off, memorize, but they can recite chapter 12, 15, book closed, every verse. But what's more important? Ha! The purport. Very good. You are really doing good. Rupal. You know how Rupal? Yes. What Rupal did many years ago, Rupal said, make me a CD of chapter 15. And I think chapter 12. So when she would go to work, she would play the CD while she was driving. After some time, she had learned the whole thing. And she also knows Brahma Sanhita, because every day her and her sister-in-law, they chant Brahma Sanhita. Very impressive. I can't do that. This is good. The student should surpass the teacher. That's what I want for you guys. I want for you guys to surpass me. Good luck. Of course. All right, let's continue. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangsho Jiva Loke, it is due to illusion, Vivartavad, that a human being, like an animal, identifies the body with the self. This is a proper example of Vivarta, or illusion. The verse, Atatvato Nyanta Budhir Vivarta Yudharitad, describes such an illusion. To know actual facts, and thus to mistake one thing for another, as for example, to accept the body as oneself, is called vivartavad. Every conditioned living entity who considers the body to be the soul is deluded by this vivartavad. One can be attacked by this vivartavad philosophy when he or she forgets the inconceivable power of the omnipotent personality of Godhead. So that's key.
Is Mayavadi doesn't believe that Atman, body and soul is the same?
Yes.
You don't believe that?
No, because they have to.
Body and soul?
They don't make a distinction.
They don't make a distinction between soul and super soul. But body and soul, because I have attended their classes.
But then they're understanding two instead of one. They have to ultimately agree that both body and soul are one in the ultimate sense. Otherwise, it's not what you quoted. What's your first quote? But they cannot have any concept of there being two. Otherwise, it's not Mayavad philosophy.
That's why they say that when you leave this body, then you become.
We just got finished saying that. Let's read the purport again. Let's go back up to the previous sentence. Shankaracharya, however, unnecessarily fearing that by Parinam Vad, Brahman would be transformed, has imagined both the material world and the living entities to be false and to have no individuality. So they say the material body is false and Atma is false. They have to. Otherwise, they can't begin with their first statement. Just as one is more false than the other. Yes, the material body is false. Atma is less false. But look what it just said here. You don't accept what Prabhupada's saying here? Well, then, if I was there, but, okay, even so. So they say, Atma merges into Brahman. Okay. Fine. But even Mayavadis will accept deity worship as a temporary thing. But they don't believe in deity worship. So even following your argument, they'll accept this temporarily. But ultimately, they have to come back to that first statement. And that's why it's right here. Shankaracharya, fearing that by Parinam, Brahman would be transformed, has imagined both the material world, so the material world means the material, and the living entities to be false and have no individuality. You right? Otherwise, they can't have their first, right? You know, you make a calculation. If your first one is wrong, everything else you do is still going to come out wrong, even though you may have done all the other numbers correct. Oh, are we okay? Yeah, because if this is not clear, then we're not even going to understand our own philosophy. We have to be clear. All right, let's go back. All right. Now, this last sentence. One can be attacked by this Vivartavad philosophy when he or she forgets the inconceivable power of the omnipotent personality of Godhead. Shankaracharya doesn't believe in the personality of Godhead. He only believes in one Brahman. That's it. There's nothing else. Anything other than one Brahman is false, is an illusion. It's nonsense. All there is, again, quote your slok, because this is the whole key. Eko, thank you. That's your ABC Shankaracharya. It all starts from there. Everything after that cannot contradict that. Cannot. It cannot contradict that. There cannot be any concept of two. Dvitiya nasti. Two? Nah. There is none. All that can be is one Brahman. All right. Now, I've said this before, and it should be repeated. Unless your definition of God includes inconceivable power, your understanding of God is faulty. You'll catch that. That's how we explain, because people will explain. How can a 7-year-old boy hold up Govardhan Hill? Right? What's your answer? Although he's 7 years old, how can a baby less than 3 months kill Putana? How is that? Even though he looks like a baby, he's still the omnipotent God. Yes? So this concept of inconceivable power, inconceivable means you're never going to figure out how this is possible. Brahman. Brahman's inconceivable. Yes. That's all right. Good. I'm glad. That's all right. That's okay. Brahman's inconceivable. So then why are they trying to preach? If they're saying Brahman is inconceivable, then why are they saying we should try to become Brahman? It's inconceivable. They contradict themselves. This... Right.
Because
so,
you are Atma and you are Brahman.
Yes.
And there is no word Paramatma. They just believe, or no Paramatma.
This question is discussed in 10th Canto and in Krishna book.
I know it's a different philosophy.
Prayers by the personified Vedas. In the prayers by the personified Vedas, the question is asked by Parikshit. If Brahman is inconceivable, then how do we get to the stage of liberation? And Shukadeva Goswami's explanation is, because here's the argument, and Parikshit's question's very, very good. If Brahman is adhoksaja, or like you say, inconceivable, which I agreed, right? Brahman, the one Brahman. But I have material senses. How are my material senses going to understand the inconceivable? So, since you have been trained, what's the answer? How do the Mayavadis answer this question? If Brahman, you said Brahman's inconceivable. I have material senses, which are limited. So how is it possible for me to realize Brahman? But I don't realize it now. How do I realize it? What you're saying is true, Mr. Mayavadi. But don't you want me to realize that I'm Brahman? Isn't that what I should be doing? Okay, you say I am. So I don't have to do anything? What happens when I die? Everybody goes to Brahman automatically by death? They don't believe in samsara, Mr. Mayavadi?
Wait,
stop, Mr. Mayavadi. I have to meditate on Brahman? How? With what? With what do I meditate? Good challenge. Good challenge. Yeah, that's Parikshit's question. I have these material senses. You want me, you said meditate, correct? Okay, wait. I'm just taking you what you're saying. Try to convince me. I'm willing to argue. Okay, you're not prepared, that's fine. But I'm ready to argue. You know, many years ago, there were two Mayavadis that came here, and I did a Sunday feast lecture. And in Prashadam, Ram Singhania and somebody else took me to the room, and I had to discuss with them. But they wouldn't discuss with me. Because they said, oh, you don't know Sanskrit, we're not going to discuss with you. That was their... They sat in my lecture. There were two of them, Mayavadi sannyasis, full blown. They sat in my lecture. Then after, during Prashadam, I tried to argue with them, but they said, oh, you don't know Sanskrit, so we're not going to argue with you.
They don't even go Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. They don't go to
That's what I was saying. Okay. Very good, Batuk. I'm ready. Let's go. All right, let's go back to the next paragraph. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as He is, never changing, is explained in the Ishopanishad. Let's do it together. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. God is complete. Even if a complete manifestation is taken away from Him, He continues to be complete. We all understand that. Rasa dance. Radha and Krishna were in the middle. And there were so many Krishnas with the other gopis. But it wasn't that the middle Krishna was less diminished. Right? And other examples. Krishna in Dwaraka only marrying how many? 16,108. All right. Even if a complete manifestation is taken away from Him, He continues to be the complete. The material creation is manifested by the energy of the Lord, but He is still the same person. His form, entourage, qualities, and so on never deteriorate. Srila Jiva Goswami in his Paramatma Sandarbha. So there's a book if you want to understand Paramatma. There you go. Paramatma Sandarbha. Comments regarding the Vivartavad as follows. So here's Jiva Goswami. According to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Jiva Goswami is the ultimate philosopher. Jiva Goswami is one of the six disciples of Lord Chaitanya, right? We say, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguigo Sri Jiva. So of the six Goswamis, Jiva is considered the number one philosopher after Lord Chaitanya. But he's not so easy to understand. Like Bhakti Siddhanta, not so easy. Okay. Jiva Goswami comments, under the spell of Vivartavad, one imagines the separate entities, namely the cosmic manifestation and the living entities, to be one with Brahman. This is due to complete ignorance regarding the actual fact. The absolute truth, or para-Brahman, so there's no need for para-Brahman unless there's also Brahman. Para-Brahman is God, we are Brahman. Otherwise, there's no need for para-Brahman. Forget they. The absolute truth, or para-Brahman, is always one and always the same. He is completely free from all other conceptions of existence. He is completely free from false ego, for he is the full spiritual identity. It is absolutely impossible for him to be subjected to ignorance and fall under the spell of misconception, Vivartavad. The absolute truth is beyond our conception. So this is the Mayavad. The absolute truth is beyond our conception. One must admit that he has unblemished qualities that he does not share with every living entity. He is never tainted in the slightest degree by the flaws of ordinary living beings. Everyone must therefore understand the absolute truth to possess inconceivable potencies. Yes. But then they say, but they're one. All right. Let's get out of that pool. Let's go to a different one. Everyone say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. All right. So text number 123. Transformation of energy is a proven fact. It is the false bodily conception of the self that is an illusion. So who's speaking? Lord Chaitanya. So here's his now conclusion. He has been speaking, so here's his conclusion. Transformation of energy is a proven fact. I'll give you again the example. Here we have my good friend Krishna Kumar. With his energy, he created a company, EES. Now, EES is over there in Anaheim. But here is Krishna Kumar sitting in the temple room, right? His energy has been transformed into EES, but he's here. Similarly, here we are in the material world. So this material world, whose energy is it? Krishna's energy. But Krishna still exists separately. That's transformation of energy. Or you could say, you've all had children. Those children were produced by you and your spouse's energy. Your combination of energy, sperm and ovum, created your offspring. But you still exist. So even you have transformation of energy. Even you yourself. So why can't God? All right. Purport. The jiva, or living entity, is a spiritual spark who is part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, he thinks the body to be the self, and that misunderstanding is called vivarta, or acceptance of untruth to be truth. The body is not the self, but animals and foolish people think that it is. Prabhupada, on this comment, would many times quote a statement by Krishna in Bhagavatam, Saeva Gokara. A person who thinks in a certain way thinks the body to be the self is no better than a cow or an ass. That's a statement by Krishna. Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri datuke swadik kalatra disha bauma ijidi. Anyone who worships the land of his birth, anyone who thinks that I go to a holy place just to take a bath, anyone who thinks the body to as the self, Krishna says to Yudhisthira, Saiva Gokura, no better than a cow and ass. Strong words by Krishna. Sometimes Krishna does like that. He's not only just playing the flute and speaking sweetly with the gopis. Sometimes Krishna cuts like a knife. The whole verse? Sa eva gokara. Go means cow, kara means ass. A person, yasyatma buddhi kunapetri datuke. Krishna says this body is like a pot containing three elements, mucus, bile, and air. So anyone who thinks that's the self, sa eva gokara. Okay? Let's continue. The body is not the self, but animals and foolish people think that it is. Vivarta, illusion, does not, however, denote a change in the identity of the spirit soul. It is the misconception that the body is the self that is an illusion. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not change when his external energy, consisting of the eight gross and subtle material elements listed in the Bhagavad Gita, acts and reacts in different phases. But Shankaracharya is going to say, no, 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 it's all one. We make a distinction. What's happening in the material world doesn't affect Krishna in the least. All right. Text number 124. Lord Chaitanya is continuing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is opulent in all respects. Therefore, by his inconceivable energies, he has transformed the material cosmic manifestation. Okay? Using the example of a touchstone. Oh, if we only had one. If we only had a touchstone now, we could solve all the world's problems. Probably not, but at least I would solve mine. And I would solve Krishna Kumar's and all of you's. If I had a touchstone, all my students, I would take care of you. Because you know what a touchstone does, right? A touchstone means you take any metal. Okay, a touchstone. This existed. It doesn't exist now. If it did, that guy would be dead. A touchstone is such a thing. It did exist. You touch any metal to it, it turns it into gold. Okay, that's touchstone. And there's the story of Sanatan Goswami, who had a touchstone in the garbage heap. And a man came to Sanatan and said, I want the best thing from you. Sanatan said, you see that garbage, you know in India, the garbage heap, right? So Sanatan told the man, over there in the garbage heap is a touchstone, take it. So the man was thinking, oh man, I hit the jackpot. But when he took it, he was thinking, wait a second. Why did Sanatan have it in the garbage heap? He's cheated me. You know, because Indian people are smart, right? They're not dumb. So he's thinking, wait a second. If he's keeping it in the garbage heap, he must have the real thing. So he went back to Sanatan and said, hey, don't cheat me. I want the best thing. If this was the best thing, you wouldn't have kept it in the garbage pile. Sanatan said, well, I didn't think you were really ready. He said, no, 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 I'm ready. So what did Sanatan say? Put it back in the garbage. Can't have both. That's an important point. Can't have both. And that's a problem with a lot of people. They want both. A lot of people want, yes, I want all material things and I want spiritual things. Doesn't work that way. You got to, like the gorilla. How do they capture a gorilla? They have a pot with nuts in it. The gorilla, wanting the nuts, puts his fist in the pot. But as long as he holds on to the nuts, he can't get free from the pot. How does he get free from the pot? Let the nuts go. Same principle. You can't have it both ways. Or as we say in America, can't have your cake and eat it too. Once you eat it, it's gone. So Sanatan says, so now you want the best thing? He said, yes. Then he gave him what? The Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Good. Using the example of a touchstone, which by its energy turns iron to gold, you see that? And yet remains the same, we can understand that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead transforms his innumerable energy, he remains unchanged. Now there's a side story here about the touchstone. During the medieval times in Europe, all right, in the medieval times, there was this thing called alchemy. So they had discovered that if you're able to ingest mercury and then urinate on metal, you could create gold. Problem is, mercury is what? Toxic. So, can it happen? Only if you're some kind of mystic yogi. That part they didn't have down. If you're a mystic yogi, you're able to ingest poison, not die, urinate on the metal. But a yogi, samalostrasmas kanchana, is equal. See how the material world is? You can't have it both ways. Can't have it. But imagine if you were able to do that, right? Every morning you could make lots of gold. Every morning you're urinating, right? Take a little mercury at night, wake up in the morning, urinate. Ah, but you got some metal? All right. Sorry, it's the material world. Things don't work that way. Very good. Excellent. Very good. You're now starting to think like a Brahmin. Excellent. See how you advanced? See that? That's very good thinking. That means you. I'm so proud of you. You have learned. I'm so happy. You have learned something. You're now, just like when you were having your discussion, right? When I was setting up. I was so happy to hear that discussion because I was listening. And I was thinking, wow, they're really thinking about the subject matter. And you were all giving your understanding. It was very good. Good to see.
Why do we come running here every Sunday morning?
Because.
Because we are inquisitive, right?
Yes. Because you that spark of spiritual inquisitive Atato Brahma Jigyasa has been ignited. Very good. Don't lose that spark. You know, they have those stoves, those gas stoves. So, but it has to have the pilot light. If the pilot light's gone, right, but you have to have that pilot light. So don't lose your pilot light of spiritual knowledge.
You are a pilot light.
Nah, stop it. Did you stop your nonsense? I already said don't praise me. Praise my teacher. No, he's the hugger. All right. Shall we continue? When Lord Chaitanya would be praised by Sanatan, Lord Chaitanya said, stop, let's talk about. All right, text number 126. Although a touchstone produces many varieties of valuable jewels, it nevertheless remains the same. It does not change its original form. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching you how to preach. Spiritual subject matters are inconceivable. But there are certain tangible material examples which can help you to understand. What example do I give so many times? The example of the sun, right? Or fire. Certain material examples get you to the point where you can begin to understand these spiritual subjects, which are usually inconceivable. So Lord Chaitanya is doing the same thing. He's giving you a material example to understand the concept. That's the art of preaching. How to give a practical example for something more complicated. If there is such inconceivable potency in material objects, why should we not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport. The argument of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in this verse can be very easily understood even by a common man if he simply thinks, ah, here it is, of the activities of the sun. I'm so proud of myself. Thank you, Prabhupada, which has been giving off unlimited amounts of heat and light since time immemorial and yet has not even slightly decreased in power. Right? Where do we see an energy shortage on the sun? We don't have to worry. See how, you know, we have a problem here in the world with energy crisis, right? But Krishna's network, infallible. Krishna set up one light bulb called the sun. No question, it's always there. Now, depending on our position, we may not be able to access. But as far as what Krishna has done, he's giving you the sun. All the energy you need is right there. California should learn. Krishna has given you the best energy source. And that's why I like these movements that want to now make America less dependent on oil and learn how to tap into the sun, especially in California. How often does it rain here? We got sunshine 300 days out of the year. So I wish somebody in the government was listening to my webcast. Hey, governor, tap into the sun. Krishna is giving you free energy. No. Who are good old friends, the oil companies? They don't want us to. Why? Because then we won't use their dirty oil. And then we won't have to fight stupid wars. Why are we in Iraq, in Iran, all these? Why? Oil. So, follow Krishna, we have peace. Go to hell, OPEC. We don't need you anymore. We're done with you. We'll take Krishna's energy. Right. I always have to throw in some political comment. All right. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Modern science believes that it is by sunshine that the entire cosmic manifestation is maintained. Bhagavatam says the same thing in fifth canto. So, gee, science and Bhagavatam agree? Sometimes. Sometimes. I was asked that question recently when I went to high school preaching. They asked me when I went to that Catholic school 2 weeks ago. The students asked me, what is the Hare Krishna belief? How do you deal with science? My answer was, if science corroborates what Bhagavad Gita says, we like science. As far as Darwin, he became a monkey. We don't like Darwin. But when science is saying the same thing as Gita, we love science. We have Hare Krishna scientists. We do. We have full-blown Hare, but they're not atheistic scientists. All right, let's go back. Modern science believes that it is by sunshine the entire cosmic manifestation is maintained, and actually one can see how the actions and reactions of sunshine maintain order throughout the universe. The growth of vegetables and even the rotation of the planets take place due to the heat and light of the sun. Sometimes, therefore, modern scientists consider the sun to be the original cause of creation, not knowing that the sun is only a medium, for it is created also by the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All Hindus know this mantra, Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Tat Savitro Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. What is that meditation on? Yeah, but what are you meditating on? Sun. That's called the Savitri Gayatri. And even in ISKCON, that's the first of the seven Gayatri lines you chant every three times a day. That's the first one. So, it is perfect. Right? Some of you might do sun salutations, right? I know some of you do that. Very good. Very, very good. Sometimes, therefore, modern scientists consider the sun to be the original cause of creation, not knowing that the sun is only a medium, for it is also created by the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aside from the sun and the touchstone, there are many other material things that transform their energy in different ways and yet remain as they are. It is not necessary, therefore, for the original cause, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to change due to the changes of transformations of his different energies. Now Prabhupada wants to go back to Shankaracharya. So are you ready? We're going to go slowly, because in this chapter, this is a very important lesson Prabhupada is teaching. He wants you to clearly know the difference between Mayavad and Vaishnav philosophy. They're not the same. So in this chapter, especially this section, he's taking a lot of time to explain the differences, or in some cases, where they're the same, as Batuk has pointed out. Let's go, all right? Get your thinking caps on slowly. Follow along. The falsity of Sripad Shankaracharya's explanation of Vivartavad and Parinamvad has been detected by the Vaishnava Acharyas, especially Jiva Goswami. Remember I said, he's like the top philosopher, whose opinion is that actually Shankara did not understand the Vedanta Sutra. In Shankara's explanation of one sutra, Ananda Mayo Vyasat, he has interpreted the affix mayat with such word jugglery that this very explanation proves that he had little knowledge of the Vedanta Sutra, but simply wanted to support his impersonalism through the aphorisms of the Vedanta philosophy. Just to give an example, several years ago, there's a friend of a devotee family I know, Muslim, and I had lunch with him and his family. And he told me he was a Quran scholar. So I asked him, because back then, maybe it was 2001, right after 9/11, I said, why all this jihad and all this stuff? He says, what has happened was, those, not the real scholars of Quran, but it has been hijacked by those who want to use the Quran for political ends. But he said the actual Quran, the way he has understood it, does not condone all this nonsense. You follow? And this is true in many religions. Every religion has this problem. The pure teachings are hijacked by politicians or people with motives. They twist the philosophy and use that for nefarious gains. It's true for all religions, whether it be Christian or Jew or Muslim. Nobody is exempt. All right, good. All right, let's see. Actually, however, he has failed to do so because he could not put forward strong arguments. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami cites the phrase Brahma Puchcham Pratishta, which gives Vedic evidence that Brahman is the origin of everything. In explaining this verse, Sripad Shankaracharya interpreted various Sanskrit words in such a way that he implied, according to Jiva Goswami, that Vyasadeva had very little knowledge of higher logic. Right? It would be ludicrous for me to... Am I Prabhupada's disciple? So, if you one day hear me say, Prabhupada, he didn't know. What would you think of me? You'd kill me. If one day, right, you've been hearing me for so many years, and class after class, thank Prabhupada, and then one day I sit down here, Prabhupada was mistaken. You'd kill me. I wouldn't walk out the door. You'd beat me with shoes. I know him especially. What? What you are saying? I'd kill you right now. He would not tolerate it. So for anyone to criticize Vyasadeva, our whole Hindu philosophy is Vyasadeva, right? Gita. It all starts with him. Such unscrupulous deviation from the real meaning of the Vedanta Sutra has created a class of men who by word jugglery try to derive various indirect meanings from the Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita. One of them has even explained that the word Kurukshetra refers to the body. Do you know who Prabhupada's referring to? Did anybody know who Prabhupada, he didn't mention, but I know who he's referring to. One of them has even explained the word Kurukshetra refers to the body. You know who Prabhupada's talking about? Mahatma Gandhi. That was Mahatma Gandhi. Prabhupada used to be a follower of Mahatma Gandhi. After he met Bhakti Siddhanta, he realized Mahatma Gandhi is not the real thing. Exactly. But everybody called him what? Mahatma. That was one of Prabhupada's preachings. Prabhupada wrote him a letter. I once gave a class on that. Just before Mahatma Gandhi's death, Prabhupada wrote him a strong letter saying, you had better give up this politics, otherwise you're going to meet the same end as Hitler and Mussolini. And sure enough, what happened? Prabhupada warned him. He said, come out of politics and preach pure Bhagavad Gita. That's what Prabhupada, the letter is there. Letter. But many people, the world, still to this day, in America, they think, oh, Mahatma Gandhi is spiritual. I'm saying that's how they, no, you know better. But in the world, you like right now, they compared, okay, Martin Luther King, was he spiritual? No, but he was a social, right? Martin Luther King used many concepts from Mahatma Gandhi. And in the black community, because I've seen, when they have their Martin Luther King Day, you'll see so many placards. Gandhi, Martin Luther King. In America, they equate Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Jesus. They consider them spiritual. Welcome to America, right? Right? You know better, yes, but not everybody's like you. Okay. No, Prabhupada said you're going to meet the same end.
It was not even the same end. Kidding me. It was not even the same end.
The same end meaning you're going to get killed. That end. That end. You got to understand the context. Hitler, right, either committed suicide or he died. No, there's a controversy. Some say he committed suicide. Some said he was killed. Mussolini, I think, was hanged or something like that. Prabhupada was saying, Mahatma Gandhi, you're going to get killed. That was the purport. Not that he's the same as, obviously he's not the same as Hitler. That's not what he was saying. You got to see things in context. Okay. All right? Yes, that's it. Thank you. Very good. See? Violent death. That was the meaning. Very good. Thank you. What's your name? You please come every Sunday. You please come every Sunday and contribute to this class. We appreciate. Kanapriya. Where part?
Actually, now I live in Arizona. Used to be in Boston.
Boston. Yeah, in Boston you have intelligent people. I'm from New York. Less intelligent than Boston. All right, let's continue. One of them has even explained the word Kurukshetra refers to the body. Such interpretations imply, however, that neither Lord Krishna nor Vyasadeva had a proper sense of word usage or etymological adjustment. They lead one to assume that since Lord Krishna could not personally sense the meaning of what he was speaking, and Vyasadeva did not know the meaning of what he was writing, Lord Krishna left his book to be explained later by the Mayavadis. Such interpretations merely prove, however, that their proponents have very little philosophical sense. Instead of wasting one's time falsely deriving such indirect meanings from the Vedanta Sutra and other Vedic literatures, one should accept the words of these books as they are. In presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, therefore, we have not changed the meaning of the original words. Similarly, if one studies the Vedanta Sutra as it is, without whimsical and capricious adulteration, one can understand the Vedanta Sutra very easily. Srila Vyasadeva therefore explains the Vedanta Sutra beginning from the first sutra, Janmad Yasya Yataha, in his Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmad Yasya Yatohan Vayari Taratascha Tejh Vabhigya Swarat. I meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, and from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and yet is fully independent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knows very well how to do everything perfectly. He is abhigya, always fully conscious. The Lord therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 26, that he knows everything past, present, and future, but that no one but a devotee knows him as he is. Therefore, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is at least partially understood by the devotees of the Lord, but the Mayavadi philosophers who unnecessarily speculate to understand the absolute truth simply waste their time. All right, this next verse begins a different discussion. Now, the next part is all about Om. So I'm going to stop here. All right? So we're going to have this class next week. Looks like we're going to be having this class next month, every Sunday, it looks like. If you want it. Do we want it? Good. By all means. How have you gotten so advanced? Very good. No, with them. With them. So, Mahul, did you like? I got your email. I will respond by tomorrow. So far, so good, though. I like what you have written. All right, shall we do a little kirtan? Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mahul, you chant. Louder. Wait. Everybody. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev. Chaitanya Charitamrita Klasa Ki Jai. Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Patitanang Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I am in such a good mood. I haven't felt like this in 12 years or more. So if you like, come and I will give you blessings because I'm such in good mood. Hari Bol.